Who says Halloween only lasts one day? With Wayfair, one night of Halloween becomes a whole season at home. From larger-than-life yard decor and moody lighting to festive accents for every room in the house, Wayfair has what you need to make Halloween feel like magic all in one place. Because the best Halloween memories aren't made in just one night. They're made all season long. Shop Halloween decor now at Wayfair.com. That's Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left, the legendary voice of the Christian resistance on this, September 2nd, Wednesday, 2026. And, tonight, my producer for the whole while is Mr. Style. Hey, Style.
Hey, Pastor.
And then tonight we have, well, right here live in the studio with me is my co-pastor, associate pastor. I'm tripping on my words tonight. And the head of our truck stop ministry, Pastor Hal Larson.
Amen. Hello, everybody.
And way out there in North Carolina. She's our co-host, and this is Wendy Wednesday. Wendy Wednesday again. She's America's medicine marm, Miss Wendy Wilson. Hey, Wendy.
Good evening, Pastor and Pastor House.
Good evening.
Good evening. We got a lot to get to tonight. You know, we've been going through this thing about, you know, communism. And they're pushing hard, and we're seeing communism is coming out. You know, Marx said that when you come out and do it violently. But if you find out that you've came out too soon and you weren't strong enough, then go back in the shadows and wait until you're strong enough. And so, you know, here the opposition, they're coming out. They figured they're teamed up. They have a confederacy with radical Islam, that they may be strong enough to conquer the country. But I don't think so. I think they've come out too soon, and I think we need to really learn. America needs to have a heads up, get their eyes wide open on this one. But anyhow, we're going to take a look, because we've been going all through Scripture and showing you what God's Word, the Bible, has to say about communism. In fact, it's got a lot to say about communism. It's got a lot to say about these different aspects, the woke, the DEI, and all this lunacy. We've been taking a look at how God chose their delusions, how God chooses their delusions, and he's done that. And here, but now we're going to take a little look at what's going to happen with communism in the future. And we try to make, you know, here when we're, you know, the Bible is more than just a history book. Everything is in there, things that are relevant for today. And we try to, when we're looking through the Word of God, we try to show you how all of these things are, that God's Word, the Bible, have prophesied, told us about, that it applies for today. And that's what we're going to be doing tonight out of Isaiah chapter 32. And so we start out with verse 1. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. So that king is going to, he's talking about a time coming after the tribulation period we call what? The millennial kingdom. And obviously that king is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. How do we know that? Well, let's read here. A man shall be as a hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Now we know, whenever the scripture talks about that rock, we know who that rock is, right? And so, and by the way, Wendy, if you have a question or comment, just jump in.
Okay.
And so, and the eyes of them that see shall not be dim, and the ears of them that hear shall hearken. Now, he's talking about during the millennial kingdom, this time when the Lord Jesus is ruling during the millennial kingdom. You know, we understand a lot, but there's a lot of things that we still don't understand. I mean, people ask you questions all the time that we don't have all of the answers to. You know, you like, is it going to be this way in heaven or going to be that way in heaven? A good question. The babies are, when the children died as children, when you get to heaven, are they still going to be children or will they be grown up? There are people think, well, you know, that one of the common theories, and it's a theory, is that we'll all appear at the age of 33. Okay? And that's a theory, but I don't know. You know, God loves children, but here, I know I lost my son when he was just a baby. What's it going to be like when I get to heaven? Is he going to be a grown man by this time? You know, he'd be well up in his 50s. And I know he's there. I've even had dreams of that and so on and so forth. So these are questions that we know we have some answers, but, you know, and we get a little bit of a vision, but not a clear vision. That's what it says. A man shall be as a hiding place. In the eyes of them that see shall not be dim. So we're going to have better understanding. And the ears of them that hear shall hearken. So, and again, this has to do with things that we wonder about now, but we'll have the answers to them. And the heart of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerers shall be ready to speak plainly. I knew a fellow who was he wanted to be a preacher. That was his goal, and this fellow was a very small man. He was a very small man, and he stuttered like all get out. Now, when he tried to speak, but he was an excellent he could teach when he took his time, you know, and taught scripture. And so he wasn't given the gift of preaching. He was given the gift of teaching. And so when God gives us a gift, should we be satisfied with the gift that he gives us, or should we try to get something we think might be better?
I think you ought to be satisfied with the gift he gives you, because that's what he wants you to do with it.
Absolutely. If he gives us that gift, then that's what we need.
Right.
And that's what okay. How's a little bit loud? Let me see. He says you're coming in a little bit loud. Okay. No, don't say that. He says you're coming in ugly, too. No. No. Pull your mic away, just a little bit away from there.
Okay. How's that?
Much better. Okay. Yeah, he got hungry, was trying to eat the end of his mic there. No. All right. And so he goes on to say, also, as we take a look at this, the heart of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerers will be ready to speak plainly. So during that millennial kingdom with our new glorified bodies, we won't be stuttering, will we? We'll be able to. And have you ever at that point where you know what you're trying to say? You know what it is you're trying to say, but you can't find the right words to say it. And that's what he's talking about here. And a lot of times that's why the Holy Ghost will intercede for us with groanings in that, because even as we pray, we again, even in our prayers, we can't quite find the right words to try to express the way we feel here. He goes on to say, the vile person, now here, vile is, a vile person is not a good person, see. If something appears vile to God, it's the, how, what do you think that God sees as vile?
People filled with unrepentant sin, like gangrene, it looks like to him, you know, it just...
Sodomy.
Filth, yeah.
Sodomy, child killing, sex, these are people that do these things are vile people.
Okay? Sure. Basically everything the Democrat Party exalts.
Well, today, you're right about everything that they embrace. The vile person will speak villainy in his heart, will work iniquity, to practice hypocrisy, and to utter error against the Lord, to make empty the soul of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. Now he's saying for the vile person will do this. He's not going to be doing this during the millennial kingdom, because he won't be there, okay? Then he says, for the instruments also of the churl. Do you know what a churl is? Churl means he's a miser, someone who's stingy. Are evil. The instruments of the churl are evil. He devises wicked devices to destroy the poor with lying words, even when the needy speaketh right. Now, he's telling you about when this word liberal, at the time that this was written, it had a very positive connotation. It meant someone that was generous with their own property, with their own food, with their own money. Today, a liberal is someone who's generous with other people's money, with other people's property, with other people's freedoms. And so he goes on to say here, but the liberal devises liberal things, and the liberals shall stand. The liberal things shall he stand. So again, we're taking a look at today. We're seeing how that applies to today. He goes up to and says, "Rise up, ye women that are at ease. Hear my voice, you careless daughters. Give ear unto my speech." What do you think that means, with these women that are at ease?
It means they've cast moral restraint to the wind. You know, they just, whatever feels good, they do it.
Right. They're, you know, it's about me, my, and I.
Right.
Okay. We see that in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 43. He goes on to say, "Many days and years shall you be troubled, you careless women, for the vintage shall fail, and the gathering shall not come." In other words, talking about gathering of the grapes, the necessities. "Tremble, you women that are at ease." Wendy, see if this might apply to the feminist of today, the liberal women of today, where it says, "Tremble, you women that are at ease. Be troubled, you careless ones. Strip you, make you bare, and gird sackcloth upon your loins." Here, so he's telling them, this is a form of repentance. He's telling them to do this. They better tremble, you women, to be at ease. Trouble, you careless ones. Here, that's what they would do. They would cover themselves with sackcloth. The sackcloth was like burlap. And this was a form of, again, repentance is what he's telling them here. He says, Wendy, have you ever wore a burlap dress?
No, I can't say that I have.
I don't think it's a good idea. They shall lament for their teats, for the pleasant fields, for the future fruitful vine. He's talking about nursing the babies, okay? Upon the land, my people shall come up thorns and briars, yes, upon all the houses of joy in the joyous city. Because the palaces shall be forsaken, and the multitude of the city shall be left, the forts and the towers shall be for dens forever, a joy of the wild asses and pastures and flocks, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high in the wilderness of a fruitful field, and a fruitful field be counted for the forest. So he's talking about this. It's a promise that anticipates the ultimate conversions of the nation of Israel when Christ returns, is what he's referring to there. And then judgment will... See, the Bible, one of the things a lot of... If you don't understand that, the Bible will be speaking about a topic, it'll jump ahead, and then it'll come back, okay? And you have to be able to read it in that order, you know?
You know, Pastor, one of the marks of a liberal today is the Bible says they form wickedness with a law. And that's exactly what you have in this... Democrat Party today. They make wicked laws.
They frame mischief by
right.
law.
They frame a mischief with a law. And once they make it a law, they try and make the righteous obey their wickedness or end up going to jail or prison or something. And again, I just can't understand how American people will tolerate this. I mean, they should have stood up against this a long time ago, letting the wicked tell them, you know, to do wickedness, and if they don't do it,
the answer to that question is found in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, not because God didn't give them the knowledge. It's mm-hmm. it's there, it's available, but they don't want it. Okay,
no.
It's like, you know, people. I've had people tell me, I'm not ready yet, to repent of my sin and ask the Lord in my heart. I'm not ready to be converted to a Christian yet. I don't want to be restricted. I want a little bit more freedom. And when the time comes, then that's when I'll get religion.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I'll... What's wrong with that mindset?
That's just like Psalm 2. It says that they're going to cast off God's restraints. They're going to say, let us cut his cords from us. It's basically them shaking their fist in God's face and saying, we demand our rights. And that's what the civil rights movement is all about. Civil rights meant man putting his rights above God's rights. And that's what's taking place today.
Why do the nations rage? Why do they imagine a vain thing?
Exactly.
Okay, there's a mindset out there, and I've actually heard people say it. I had a fellow who was actually very close to me tell me that he didn't need... to go to church. And I said, well, here's what the Bible says. The Bible says two things. In the Old Testament, make sure that your feet find the path to the house of God. And then Jesus made very clear, too, to forsake not the assembling of yourself together in the house of the Lord. Well, his answer was, well, you see, Jesus didn't know about television. What do you think, Wendy? You think Jesus knew that there'd be television?
Well, most certainly he knew, but you know it's something you can't really replace watching, you know, the TV screen. You have some camaraderie and some closeness to your fellow brethren.
Yeah, but here again, well, I mean, you're supposed to assemble in the house of the Lord. That doesn't mean sitting home and watching television. And here, when he said, "Until the Spirit be poured out," again, that's what the Lord Jesus knew. Then judgment shall dwell in the wilderness and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. So again, we have to look at this not in chronological order. If you try to study and understand in chronological order, you won't be able to, because just in this passage that we're reading here, it starts out with the Lord in the millennial kingdom, and then it comes back how they were during the tribulation period or prior to the tribulation period. Why, and then the judgment, and then here He's talking when he gets down there, when he says, "Rise up, you women that are at ease." And he's talking about like today we have so many rebellious women out there today. It's like, well, you know, yeah, I believe there's a God, but you know, I'm not ready. And these people that tell you that, I'm not ready. When I'll know. In fact, I had a fellow who was an Orthodox Jewish man, very, very knowledgeable of the Torah, very, very knowledgeable. Well, in fact, he was knowledgeable of the entire Bible. He would read the New Testament too, and him and I would have discussions all the time on the Scripture. And he told me that he hadn't made up his mind upon whether or not Jesus was Messiah. And I asked him about, I said, look, you got to admit that in Isaiah 53, can't be the nation of Israel. Can't be that you're talking about. You know why you can't be the nation of Israel? Because he's saying that he's talking to the nation of Israel, saying that you are persecuting me. This is what you're doing to me. So are they doing it to themselves? And the question is, so he realized that. He acknowledged, so that he didn't think that was the nation of Israel. That was speaking of a man. And he did acknowledge that, all of those things in there was referring to Jesus fulfilled all of that. You know, but he hadn't completely made up his mind. And his answer to me was that, when I come to the conclusion, if I decide that Jesus is Messiah, I'll switch, you know, right before I die. Well, you don't know when you're going to die. That's not your call, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, people, you know, he gives us in his word. They're over in James chapter 4. He tells you about our life is what? A vapor that appears. Don't say, I'm going to go out and do this today. I'm going to do that tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And say if the Lord's willing, because God does not promise you another day. He hasn't. Does he promise us another hour?
No.
What does he say? He said, we will go when our soul is required of us. When he decides our soul is required of us, and he's the only one who knows when that is, huh?
You're right.
And so, and with that, we'll be back right after this.
Sure, above
S.D. Chrisman, Brian Park, and S.D. told me, well, she wrote that song about a particular pastor. Someday I'm going to reveal who that pastor was. What do you think, Al?
Good idea. You know, I was looking at 2 Chronicles 7:14 the other day, and most people think that's talking about the country. But it's saying, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that shows you the body of Christ itself in this country is so backslid that God, you know, can't do what he wants to do with his people, even his people, turning their back on him. That's how bad America is. And so is it any wonder that the unsaved are just completely mad? They've gone insane. And that's what happens when people turn their backs on Christ. They lose their sanity because he's the one that holds our minds together. Everything that in this universe is held together by his power. And when people reject the light, they become blind. And just, you know, it's just amazing.
I know I've done it already this week, but I need to do it again very quickly. And then we've got to bring Wendy in. But here is what the agenda that the left had. They had their big conference there in Illinois, and here's what they came up for their party agenda, the socialist communist. Replace the president with a dictator. They call it an executive, but they mean a dictator. They're talking about eliminate the Constitution because it was meant for a religious people, and we're not religious people. eliminate the Electoral College. They want to get rid of the to deny that the United States was made formed as a republic, you know, which guarantees the rights of the individual. Declare us a democracy, mob rule. They want to eliminate the Senate. They want complete and total open borders. They want to restore Roe v. Wade. They want to legalize prostitution, but not just for adult women. They want to legalize prostitution for 10-year-old girls, okay? They legalize pedophilia. They want to defund ICE. They want to defund the police, replace the police with social workers out there. Boy, can you see that here?
Yeah, what a joke.
Yeah. You just had there today, there in Minneapolis, where some guy started shooting, shot and killed two cops and shot up a bunch of other people. We just sent a social worker out there to take him down. Okay, right? I mean, they want to legalize pedophilia, like I said. They want to empty all the prisons. They want to empty all the prisons and jails. Okay, now think about that. And Wendy, guess how they want to lower the crime rate?
Not sure. What is that?
They want to lower the crime rate by legalizing most of the crimes. That way, how smart are they? We're talking about people that are insane, okay, here. Mm-hmm. So here they want to believe that sodomy is a preferred lifestyle, okay? They can... Now, here, let's talk about this here. How smart is this? Remember about a year ago, these women were spending $2,000 for a weekend for 3 days to go out in the woods and scream at trees. And you heard some of their screams, right? Did those screams sound like they were coming from hell? I mean,
demon-possessed.
Did you hear those screams, Wendy?
I did. I saw a couple of those clips and... I'm just shaking my head. I'm like, wow.
You could hear demons in their screaming, okay? And this is total madness, okay? And then they wanted to, each one of them wanted to pick a white man, a white male that they hated. So they went and they got watermelons. And that watermelon represented a white male, okay? And they would beat those watermelons with ball bats to get their frustration out. And I guess Trump must have been many watermelons. I guess I had a few watermelons. But, okay. They want to change the word. Nursing mothers are no longer nursing mothers. They're chest feeders. I had to listen. I read it off about... That they want to change right there in Pennsylvania now. Take the word woman out. Woman gets out. Okay. Do you have that article?
Yeah, I got it right here. It says, Pennsylvania Democrats erase mother and woman from the state health code, replaced with postpartum individual in radical gender ideology push. And then it says that Governor Josh Shapiro's administration is quietly attempting to erase women and mothers from the Commonwealth's health code in the name of radical gender ideology. And, you know, some of these people, they look so normal on the outside, you wouldn't believe that they were completely Looney Tunes on the inside, and how they become governors and stuff like that. It's just, you know, I can't wait till the Lord comes back again.
Yeah.
I mean, this is beyond anything, you know. But the Shapiro administration apparently believes the words mother and women are now too offensive for Pennsylvania's official health regulations. Like you said before, you can't make this stuff up.
Yeah.
And
unbelievable.
Pregnant women, according to them, become pregnant individuals. Mother of a newborn becomes postpartum individual. Mother of a stillborn is replaced with case of stillbirth, while reference to the mother are changed to postpartum individual. A mother's medical record becomes a postpartum individual's medical record, and language referring to medical professionals attending women during childbirth is rewritten to say they attend individuals. And
well, you know, and the AMA is taken out instead of putting, they want to remove from birth certificates, male or female.
Yeah.
Okay. That, and so this is lunacy, and then. Those idiots think that men can have babies.
You know, the thing is, they should be working to make this country better, to make this country safer, to make this country more prosperous. They got their head in a bucket of crap, the Democrat Party. I mean, that, you can't. I mean, you with everything and all the problems that are going on in this world today. This is the only thing these idiots can think about is some immoral abominations that they want to plunge this country into.
The leaders of this stuff are lunacy. They're putting this, you know, total absolute lunacy upon people. And again, but if you read Isaiah 66, verse 4, God says He will choose their delusion, and this is what He's done here. Wendy, we're cutting into your time. You better. You got all the time you want, but go ahead and pick her up. You know,
thank you. I just read a report out of the UK. They were talking about fake meat products and the fungal toxins they contain. Have you heard about this?
That's what Bill Gates was wanting to try to do. That's why he bought up all the farmland. He wants people to quit raising beef, cattle, and so on, and they want to raise food in laboratories. And he did
well,
that.
Research report is from England, and it was stating that all the fake alternative meat products they tested had fungal toxins in them. So the report also stated that the fungal toxins were the fungal toxins they found in the food had an acceptable level according to the UK guidelines, but accumulative effects, long-term use of these foods, were a question mark. So apparently the mycotoxin compounds that are produced by fungi are widespread in your vegan and vegetarian products. So the University of Cranfield did report, and they stated that every product that they tested had at least 1 to 19 mycotoxins in them, but some products contained several types of mycotoxins. Here's a quote from the report. Scientists found fungal toxins in every one of the 212 plant-based foods and drinks they tested. Hundreds of popular vegan and vegetarian foods may contain an unwanted extra ingredient, toxins naturally produced by fungi. End of quote. Well, this study at the University of Parma in Italy also helped be a lead contributor in the study with Cranfield University. And the type of product that they tested were commonly available in stores in the UK, which included things like veggie burgers, vegetarian chick pieces, vegan sausages, oats, almond and soy-based milks. So how do the products acquire these mycotoxins? While the ingredients like grains and legumes and seeds and other plant-based ingredients can acquire mold or fungi during growing and in storage. So while this kind of sounds disgusting to the average consumer out there, the domestic food industry in the United States and those abroad have set guidelines for acceptable levels of fungi in your food products. Here's what the FDA Food Defect Level Handbook says. Both the food industry and global food safety regulators agree that it is economically and practically impossible to guarantee a completely 100% mold-free status for plant-based food products. Okay? It's sort of like, you know, Hershey, the candy manufacturers, they can't keep 100% of their product bug-free because, you know, they have a lot of sugar in their products, and it attracts a lot of bugs. So the industry came up with a suitable guideline for how many bug pieces in 1 square inch of, let's say, chocolate you're allowed. You know, that's kind of how it went.
Well,
the health concern, though, is real here. Although the products with the mycotoxins pass the consumer safety standards, there is this question of how much mold can a person ingest before it negatively affects their health. Well, according to Cranfield University, they said the concern is not necessarily the amount present in a single product. Previous research studies have indicated that repeat exposure consumption even in small amounts of mycotoxins can add up over time and may eventually create health concerns. They went on to say a diet based entirely on your plant-based foods, if not properly managed, could present a cumulative exposure, and in severe cases, mycotoxin exposure has been associated with liver and kidney damage and also suppression of the immune system and even cancer. So according to the lead researcher, Andrea Patricia, she's a microbiologist at Cranford, she said the intent is not to scare people away from enjoying certain foods. Their concern is when new foods enter a marketplace, there are really no established regulations to monitor mycotoxins, and it can create a concern. So if there are no standards or if they're not enforced, this is where your toxicity can occur. Now, in the United States, there is a program that monitors domestic and imported foods for mycotoxins in the plant-based crops like grains, nuts, and dried fruits, you know, oats and soy products. But these frequently contain trace amounts of a variety of fungi toxins. How the regulation works is, though, the mycotoxins in, you know, your base crops like corn, wheat, and legumes are tested rather than in the finished food product like veggie burgers or alternative milk products. So it's the raw ingredients that are getting tested. Well, you know, how do you suppose we can help ourselves here, Pastor? Do you have any ideas?
Yeah, grow your own vegetables, grow your own food, I think probably be the best idea. But if you can't do that, I don't know. What do you think, Wendy?
You want to read labels carefully. You know, growing your own food's great, but some people, you know, may live in cities and they don't have any land, or they can't have a garden on their rooftop or on their balcony. So read your labels of your products in stores, and one way to reduce the likelihood of getting too much fungi is to read your product packaging. So where was the product produced, or where was it exported from? This can shed some light onto whether safety standards are in place. An example is if a veggie burgers were made in the United States using domestic ingredients, that's probably safer compared to a product that uses plant protein ingredients from China to make the veggie burger. So, and the other thing that we can do is cleanse our bodies from the inside. So there are a lot of herbs out there that can assist our bodies in doing its job by removing toxins. And one area of the body that can hinder toxin removal is if the bowel is pretty sluggish and not moving or eliminating not frequently enough. So toxins can build up in there. So herbs can help draw out those toxic residues that may remain and accumulate over time. So long-term exposure to accumulated toxicity can increase your risk of disease. And if we use the very old and basic principles of cleanse and nourish our bodies, we can minimize those risks. So when you're cleansing, always support the system with a daily supplement that is preferably organic. So cleanses can remove some, you know, nutrition with their toxins. So you want to replenish that. Now, if you want to learn more about toxin removal through cleansing, you can call us at Apothecary Herbs or visit our website at thepowerherbs.com. And you can also click on Body Cleanses up there. Give us a call at 866-229-3663 for the free product catalog. International is 828-469-5972. And we're also in the final days of our Labor Day sale, Pastor, so it will end on the 7th of September. So folks can save 25% on orders of $75 or more.
You know, this is an interesting thing. You know, a lot of foods I noticed when I was going to get, I read those labels because Scampers, my fearless little dog, when I go to get his food, I want to see what's in there. And I pick it up, and now you don't even have to do it because they have, they'll label it out there, insects, and the dog food that they're made with insects, okay, like grasshoppers or what other. And then I was watching this thing on the Food Channel thing. It wasn't the Food Channel, it was a documentary, and they were showing you these larvae coming down, and they were making noodles out of this. Noodles. Now, they didn't tell you, you know, what kind of noodles, but what they did do is they showed you like a finished packet, not close where you could read, but the finished product looked exactly like ramen noodles. They looked just like ramen noodles. Now, I don't know, and I don't want to say that the ramen noodles have bugs in them for sure, but I'm just saying, so I'm going to be checking the ingredients on ramen noodles because every now and then, if something very quick, you wanted to grab something real fast, a little pack of ramen noodles would help. But what do you think about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's no secret, you know, last, what, decade they've been pushing that, you know, better to have proteins than bugs, you know, and, you know, use that as a snack. So, you know, get used to not having, you know, grass-fed beef or any beef at all. So, you know, hit those bugs up for the protein. So, I mean, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. So, anyhow, yeah, I'm just wondering about that. A couple things real quick. Well, the phone. We're going to open the phone lines early tonight because people always have questions for you, and we got to do that before you take off on me. And so the phone lines are now open at 216-901-0933. 216-901-0933. Phone lines are open. If you have a question or comment, catch Miss Wendy before she goes. But listen, you know, this guy that's running for the Senate, the Senate in Texas, this James, I call him Talafrico, okay? This guy's using Karl Marx's playbook. He is saying things. He's doing this out there again. This is the woke, the crazy people thing, where he is saying that capitalism is a cruel form of government. But then he says, but he's a proud capitalist, okay? So he's against capitalism, but then he says he's a proud capitalist. Now, remember what Karl Marx said? Karl Marx said, say one thing, then say another. Go this way, then go that way, okay? Keep people off balance, unsure. He's talking about how he tries to talk about, he says the Bible condones and justifies abortion, but that is a lie from the pit of by a liar from the pit of hell. Then he says it also condones transgenderism, and this guy is really big on transgender. Oh, the other thing, now he's in Texas, right? Now he's saying that we need to get away from drilling oil wells and get away from that just to plain renewable energy. Well, you know, guess what? Do you know where oil comes from? The earth makes oil. The earth renews itself. It makes oil, okay? And but anyhow, so he's talking about he wants to get away from that, but then he turns around and he says he's a big believer in drilling for oil. So, I mean, so this guy's saying one thing and then the other. He's using that Karl Marx lunacy. And here in Ohio, Wendy, you know, you have the governor's race. You have Vivek Ramaswamy running against Amy Acton. Well, Amy Acton has, she compared at one time law enforcement officers out there like ICE and that to Ku Klux Klan. Now, guess where the Ku Klux Klan, what party the Ku Klux Klan came from?
Democrats.
The Democratic Party. They were part of the Democratic Party. Amy Acton is insanely pro-abortion. She's insanely for killing babies. Amy Acton was the one, Wendy, here in Ohio during COVID, where she was in charge of the, was it that Surgeon General? What would you call that? I'm trying to remember her. Like an acting Surgeon General, she wanted to close the churches down. She wanted to close all pregnancy centers down, and those that were caring for these unwed mothers. But she wanted to leave abortion mills open, and she did this, leave the liquor stores open, the pot stores, but pregnancy crisis centers had to be closed, and she wanted churches closed, okay? That's Amy Acton here in Ohio. And now, also, she's got out an early start. A lot of out-of-state money coming in here for the Communist Party leaders. Another one of the Communist Party leaders is Sherrod Brown. And Sherrod Brown was all for giving our tax dollars, letting illegal aliens get Social Security, you know, all for, you know, taking our tax dollars and giving them to illegal aliens. You had veterans sleeping on the sidewalks, and he wanted to give all of our tax dollars to all this help. And like Amy Acton, Sherrod Brown, too, is insanely pro-abortion. Now, I've been asking this question. I'm going to keep asking this question because people need to think about this. They need to think about this. So these people are proclaiming themselves to be socialists, and some are admitting they're communists. And what do communists do? What has communism? What has communism accomplished? I can tell you what: 90 million people in Red China, 60 million in Russia. How many people in North Korea? They accomplished death. Communism is about death. Now listen, think about this. You say, well, they wouldn't do that to us. Yes, they would. Listen, let me tell you something. Any people that would celebrate the killing of unborn babies, and then after in California, 28 days after they're born, in Canada now, they want to euthanize young children, and in Canada, if you're a 10-year-old and you feel depressed and you decide you want to die, they'll let you do that now. That's what they're trying to do. It's really bad. Okay, and so if these people will kill little children, do you think that they would hesitate for a minute to go into the nursing homes and the old people's homes and start killing off all the old folks, the youthless mouths to feed, as they were saying? Do you think that they would hesitate for 1 second to come after and start killing Christians? Not for a second. And you people better understand that. If they ever get the opportunity, if you ever give them the chance, they will come after you with a vengeance to kill you. And that's reality. So, there you go. We had to say that. How much time do I have before the break? I know we're coming close. Okay. All righty. And I wanted to give Wendy, quick, you got 1 minute. Give that commercial again before we go to a quick break.
Okay. Call to request your free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And that's a 24/7 number.
Okay, very good. I will be, Lord's willing, I'll be at the Geauga County Fair tomorrow from 10 to 2 tomorrow, and we'll be in the merchant building. So you folks have been calling and wanting to know where I'll be out there, so you can stop by and say hi. I'll be in the merchant's building, okay? And if any of you are planning on shooting me, we got snipers already embedded, ready for you. There you go. All righty. And that's tomorrow from 10 to 2, and Tuesday from 10 to 2. I'll be there. So we're coming up to a break. And when we come back from the break, phone lines are open, 216-901-0933. Be right back after this with more.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Your morning rituals can set the trajectory for your day. Optimize your morning routine and fuel your mindset with the G2 Boost Collection from Pilot. Powered by the science of color, these premium gel pens feature curated colors designed to power your day. Blue for productivity, purple for creativity, and pink for optimism. Go grab your pack of G2 Boost today at Walmart. G2 Boost, hues to power you.